Good morning and happy Sabbath. My name is David Godot Jr. and I am 9 years old and I am in the Builders class. I'm going to talk to you today about facing your fears. When I was 5 years old, I started going to classes at the Ninja Warrior Gym. I enjoy knife throwing, climbing the walls, the chaise, and running on the warped wall. This is me when I was 5 years old on one of the slanted steps. I have learned a lot of things at the Ninja Warrior Gym. I learned that the moment you give up is the moment you let someone else win. I also learned that I could do hard things to face my fears and never give up. One day, when I was 7 years old, I was practicing running on one of the slanted steps. My foot went on the wrong end of the slanted step, and I tripped and my head hit the corner of the step. It made a big cut on my head. I had to go to the emergency room. This is me in the emergency room. The doctor placed 9 stitches on my head. The next day, I was scared to go to school because I thought kids would make fun of me, but I faced my fear and went anyway. And my friends did not laugh at me. They thought my scar was cool and how I got it was cool. I was ready to go back to the gym the next day. I wasn't afraid to try the slanted steps again, but my parents were ready, so I had to wait a few weeks. The Bible reads in 2 Timothy 1:7, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." As I am growing up in Christ, I learned that sometimes bad things happen, but God is always with us. Last year, I won first place knife throwing competition at my Ninja Warrior Gym. I beat adults and kids because I did not allow my fears to stop me. I faced my fear and won. Let me tell you the story of another David. David was a shepherd boy. He was the youngest of his 7 brothers. He served the Lord. His brothers were soldiers in Israel's army. One day, David's father told him to go to Israel's camp and give his brother some food. When he arrived at the army's camp, he heard Goliath, a Philistine, yelling at the Israelites. David asked, "Why is no one fighting him?" The soldiers were scared because Goliath was strong and 9 feet tall. David had faith that he could defeat Goliath. His brothers were so angry and told him to go home and take care of his sheep. But King Saul heard about David's faith and asked to see him. King Saul gave him some armor, but the armor did not fit. So David got 5 smooth stones and placed them in his sling. When Goliath saw David, he said, "Am I a dog that you come to me with sticks?" But David says, "You come to me with the sword, with the spear, and with a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied." David ran quickly towards Goliath. He threw a stone with the sling and hit Goliath right on the forehead. Goliath fell to the ground and died. David faces fear by defeating Goliath just a sling and a stone. Daniel faces fear when he prayed in the lion's den. Moses faces fear when he spoke to Pharaoh. Jonah faces fear in the mouth of a whale. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego face their fear in the fiery furnace. A lot of people in the Bible face their fears and trusted in God. I faced my fear and won first place knife throwing competition. So remember, when life places hard things in your way, or when the enemy tries to make you feel afraid, face your fear and know that God is with you. You will accomplish anything. You will win.
Hi, my name is Abby. I am in 4th grade, and I am going to talk to you about my love for animals and how God made them special, just like he made us special. Here's a picture of a couple of baby foxes. They can turn white during the winter so they can hide from predators, and they can also turn the color of rocks to let them hide in the spring and summer. Another animal is the jaguar, who can hide in the trees because of its spots. When its prey comes by, it'll never see the jaguar coming. Next is dogs, man's best friend and cuddle buddy, as I'm sure you can all agree. Here's a picture of my cuddle buddies. This is Pete. This is Peyton, Paxton, and Luna. Now for some not so cute animals. First we have the blobfish. It sits on the bottom of the ocean and sometimes plays dead to get away from predators. Next we have the eye-eye. The eye-eye has a long, slender middle finger that it uses to tap on wood and find the hollow spot where it can find grubs to eat. But God made all of these animals special, just like he made people special. These animals all have unique abilities, and God has given us special abilities too. For example, Sean is really good at playing basketball and swimming. And Josiah can play the piano really well, as I'm sure you have heard. Isn't he amazing? Yes. My best friend Sophia has a really good sense of humor and makes me laugh. And Katie has a heart for people and is very kind. And me, God made me with a really good memory and a heart for animals. As you can tell, I love animals. I like to go to the animal camps at the Marius Roberts Pet Adoption Center as often as I can. At these camps, you learn how to care for animals and how to help them. Even when I'm not at camp, I try to help animals whenever possible. I didn't always know about animals, and I had to learn by reading about animals and spending time with them. At these camps, I learn with other kids who like animals too, and we all learn and grow together. When it comes to learning more about God, I go with my sister at home, I go with my friends at school, and at Sabbath school and adventures. I'm thankful God has given me the ability to care for animals and to try my best to learn more about them. I'm thankful for my friends and family who helped me learn more about God, and I'm thankful that my church helps us grow together. Now I ask you, my church family, to continue to make this place where we can all learn more about God and grow together in our faith.
Good morning. My name is Katie Knapp, and I'm a fourth grader at Loma Linda Academy. Raise your hand if you have ever gone to Loma Linda Academy or are currently going. Wow, that's a lot of you. Today, I'll be sharing a little bit about some of the wildlife you may have noticed in our area. I live in Ritchie Canyon, so we see these cute donkeys almost every day. Some of you may have seen them around Loma Linda too. Unfortunately, some people drive really fast in our canyon, and donkeys get hit by cars, especially baby donkeys. That's one of the sad things about having them around. Here are some fun facts about donkeys. Boy donkeys are called Jacks, and girl donkeys are called Jennies. There are more than 50 million donkeys in the world, and several hundred of them are here in our area. What we've heard is that they were brought here by some people who made Hollywood Western movies years ago. Donkeys are surprisingly a lot stronger than horses. How many of you have seen a donkey up close? Raise your hand if you have gotten close to one or ridden on one. I rode on one once. Mary, when she was pregnant with Jesus, rode on a donkey, and then Jesus rode on a donkey into Jerusalem. Zechariah 9:9 says, "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. Righteous and having salvation is he. Humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey." Did you know that donkeys still carry Jesus on their backs to this day? Every single donkey in our canyon carries the cross of Jesus on their backs every day as a special reminder for us. Take a minute to look at this photo. Can you see the cross-looking shape on its back? Donkeys permanently carry the cross day in and day out, and God asks us to do the same. In Luke 9:23, it says, "If anyone could come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." God created donkeys to be a very special reminder for us, and I feel very special to be able to see donkeys nearly every day. Now, when you see a donkey, you can remember to slow down a little and be careful driving. But also, they're a reminder of Jesus and his desire for us to follow him. They're a wonderful example of how much he loves us, and the donkeys too. Thank you, and happy Sabbath.
Hello, and happy Sabbath. My name is Naomi, and I am in the Helping Hands class, and this is my last year in Adventures. This year, our Adventures theme has been growing together, and I have grown with my church family in one specific way. My story begins in the Primary 1 Sabbath school class. One morning, there was a girl sitting next to me at craft, and she wasn't doing her craft, and I didn't know why. So I showed her how to do it. I soon learned that she was from Mexico and didn't know how to speak English, nor did she understand it, so she hadn't understood how to do the craft. Luckily, I knew how to speak Spanish too. I was so excited. This was a chance to make a new friend, and we did become friends. Even though that friendship was only for a little while, it was still a great one. This made me think of how many kids haven't been said hello to properly in our Sabbath schools. Could we do something about this? So I started saying hello to more new people in our Sabbath schools. I have made a lot of new friends because of that. Even though lots of them are visitors, I am glad to have met them. With my church community, I continue growing in friendships and shaping my character after God's own heart. I think that Jesus would have said hello to all people in our Sabbath schools and would have been a friend to all of them. After all, Jesus loves little children, and Jesus is a friend to all. Sometimes it's hard to notice anyone outside of our personal group of friends. But in Galatians 6:10, verse 10, it says, "Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, especially to the family of faith." So I'd like to invite everyone here, kids and adults, to look for new faces in our church or for people who are too shy to say hello themselves. This way, we can become a place where Jesus shines through.
Good morning, church family. Happy Sabbath. My name is Aubrey. I am in third grade, and I'm excited to share this story with you. One morning when I was 8 years old, I woke up in my bed and I felt like Jesus had just been there and come into my heart, and it gave me the idea to start a Bible study. I was really excited about this Bible study that Jesus put in my heart, so I told my mom about what had happened that morning, and she thought it was a good idea. It took a long time for it to happen, but we finally started our monthly Bible study for my third grade class in January. The first meeting was great. On our first meeting, we studied the story about Jesus picking his disciples, and we read this story in John chapter 1. And on the second meeting, just a couple of weeks ago in February, we did a little skit about Jesus changing water into wine from John chapter 2. It was very fun. Here are all the pictures up on the screen of what we did of this on the second Bible study. In the Bible study, the thing we are trying to focus on is connecting with God and being with Jesus more. One of the ways to connect with God is to read your Bible every day and tell Jesus what's really on your heart. And when you feel close to him, it's important to tell someone about him. This experience reminded me of the story of Samuel when he heard God speaking to him. In 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 4, we read, "The Lord called out to Samuel. Samuel answered, 'Here I am.' When Samuel realized it was God, he said, 'Speak, I am listening.' Just like Samuel and just like me, we all have a choice to listen when God speaks to us. I invite you to listen for God and what He's calling you to do. Have a happy Sabbath.
Amen.